What up, what up, what up? Another episode of Cut Different, hashtag Cut Different on all social media platforms and all streaming services. Us is here. I say us is here.
We here.
Yes, we here.
Y'all sound sleepy.
Now we here.
Listen, nobody come to see you.
Nobody come to see you, Otis.
So, we got my boys in here. We got Slick Nick in here.
Man, but yes, I'm in here. What's going on?
Oh, you just want to be a stickler, huh?
Yeah, boys to
me. At least you talk. Let me talk. We got something out of them. I'm saying, boy, every week now. Hey, got my boy T in here.
Yo, what's going on, world? We here. It's a beautiful day. Listen, I appreciate it.
And I apologize.
Man.
I said, boy. He said, man.
It's cool. No worries.
I apologize.
No worries. We here, though. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate your family.
And my brother in here.
Moshe. That's right. Come along. Take this ride with me.
Brother Mo!
Take this ride with me, fam. Right. Let's go.
I don't know why I was saying Mo.
That's all right, Mo.
That's yours, yours truly. Mm. Always in the building. Realest nigga in the room.
And the only.
Let me hit my cigar when I say that. The realest nigga in the room. See, I ain't nobody contesting.
You're the only one racist.
It's your boy G. George and Trisha, son. Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's going on with it? Chillin', man. Listen, I just want to tell y'all this on some real. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all energy. I appreciate y'all fellowship.
For sure.
I just want to put that out.
No doubt.
And to you followers as well.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
What you saying, babyface?
All the pause.
Sounds smooth booty over there. Like,
pause.
Not that. Smooth booty is the cologne.
Nah.
That's what you put on.
Do you think that's a pause moment?
Smooth booty cologne?
Yeah, that's what you put on.
You wearing that?
No, sir.
You ever classified your cologne or fragrance as smooth booty?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe it's a.
He's from Chicago.
They definitely seen
We definitely in the 90s talk different than them. All they knew was shooting.
Whatever.
They didn't put smooth booty on.
We knew Bulls championships.
Oh,
I heard they got some good food. Chicago got some good food up there too.
Oh man,
Chicago food is up there competing with some of the best.
It's the best in the world, yeah, but that's my opinion.
It's snack food.
Their talent food is definitely.
Y'all guess it is.
Where? What y'all get? Y'all got collard greens up there.
I got collard greens in my backyard, but no man, you got a lot of soul food joints up there, man. See, in Chicago. Like, it's not chain restaurants, it's mom and pops.
It is a lot of that, man.
Man, ain't nobody going to, you know what I'm saying, Burger King or nothing like that, man. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to go down the street, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want a waffle with cheese.
Well, down here, because it ain't no, you know what I'm saying, ain't no food.
You got to take what you said you got to take what's out there, right?
Yeah, man. I go give me a beef, you know what I'm saying? Dip, hot peppers, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see, he can take when he get home, he get fancy. I want all the toppings.
Man, yeah, I'll put it all on there.
He's out saying Chicago is home of the Fat Max.
Nah, that's definitely down south.
Big Dipper.
Yeah, down south. Y'all eat chitlins.
Yeah, I rolled around a few islands there, brother. There's some Fat Max on them.
Stop it. They Americans, I'll tell you that.
No,
they tourists.
No, he's looking greasy over there, making himself.
I got to get the Nick on that.
I promise you that. Yeah. We don't eat GMOs down there. Yeah. Homegrown, and we don't get taxed for
it. Eat a lot of it.
Yeah, but it passes through.
Yeah, ain't that wrong with that. We don't know. Susan Sisters so bad, y'all. Them sexiest women on earth. What else can you see a big girl with a BBL?
I don't
want to
talk about this.
I'm just saying. It's trending.
Yeah.
It's trending. You look it up. There's a lot of big girls with BBL.
I'm not gonna walk into it.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not gonna walk into it.
Yeah, it can only go left.
Yeah.
So. Somebody's
stealing your car.
Who that outside?
It worked.
That's South shit.
Yeah. Y'all don't have cars. Y'all got buses. And not
first of all, we have safaris.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I love St. Thomas.
Love it.
That's some beautiful women over there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even be looking at them though, but they fine from what I saw. I mean, I heard. Same time as women.
Anyhow,
I just like the whole island vibe, though, man. I'm like, you know, people in the islands. It's more laid back than. I don't know. It just seemed like stateside, man. A lot of people have like an era of arrogance, you know, and like internationally, when you start to travel and you start to see the mindsets of people in different locations, man, mm-hmm. I appreciate it more.
And nobody's in a rush.
Oh yeah.
When you leave this country,
yeah.
Nobody in no rush.
Right.
Nope. You
right.
might be waiting an hour for your wings.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, where my food at? Hey, man, what's wrong with y'all? You're starving, man.
Right.
Like, what's going on? Like, wait, right. We coming? We got to go talk to each other and hang out first, and then we come with your food.
I mean, that's like black service up here, so I think it's just like a...
No, they just don't care. That's different.
Who don't care?
They just the black people here.
Yeah.
They just don't care. That's unprofessional.
Yeah, right.
But it's not like that.
I love
man.
My people, but you like know that. When you go somewhere and you waiting 45 minutes, that means they didn't do no prepping. they didn't open on time.
And I just got there.
Yeah, they probably just got there and you sitting there waiting for an hour and a half for your food.
That's literally what happened to me yesterday when I went to the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Literally shorty walked in, clocked in. I was like, if I get some service, I was like, I'm ready to order. She's like, okay. What you want me to do? I'm like, hold on. I see you put the waiter stuff on. I don't know. Wait.
And she looked at you and she didn't rush.
Yeah, no, she didn't rush.
She said, okay. Food.
And somebody else came and took my order.
Oh, she didn't even take the order?
No,
she was clocked in.
She was clocked in.
Yeah, attitude.
I said, but that's Atlanta. That's the Atlanta culture now, sadly.
That's just American culture. Like,
I'm curious, what part of Atlanta?
It don't matter. You can go anywhere. Besides Buckhead. Buckhead got some more.
Pinky. I ain't waiting 2.5 hours for no burger. And I love Pinky. I respect them, and her and her husband, Dave. You know, Pinky was
that's not a burger, man. You eating cauliflower. You talking about Dave's cauliflower, seasoned cauliflower.
My day's cheese.
You saw the people who did that protest where they was putting almond milks over by the milks. They had a big protest. I was like, that's not milk. That's almond water.
I mean, do what you do, man, but don't stop calling it a hamburger, man. Call it seasoned cauliflower.
Y'all don't support Pinky?
Well, I'm not a vegan. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'll support her, I'm not a vegan.
That's for anything. Black hole, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
You eat meat.
Yeah, red meat, everything that's clean.
That's cool.
Slide that thing. That's what I heard him say. Yeah. I ain't paying attention. But real talk, though, yesterday, y'all know that fire jerk, the one that's over there by the stadium?
Who?
That fire jerk. It's a jerk spot over there.
Oh, I heard about it. Yeah,
man. It caught fire yesterday when they was... The guy, the owner, they were getting ready to prep the food. So just, you know, send up a prayer for the family.
Absolutely.
Nobody got hurt or anything like that. But
that's
just,
a good
we
thing.
Just want to, you
is
know.
A restaurant?
No, it's a jerk spot right over there by Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Like Caribbean jerk?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
jerk?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Jamaican, yeah.
It's a Jamaican spot. Yeah.
This jerk has got to be Jamaican,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, it's fine, man. But
I've seen some Mexicans working in a Chinese restaurant.
I mean, that's normal.
Now, that's funny.
That's normal.
That's normal.
The first time I seen it, you just like threw me off. I walked out the restaurant. I was confused. To this day, I'm confused. Because I'm like, this is not authentic. I want true authentic.
That's funny.
Now, today, it's the norm.
Right.
It is the norm.
It's the norm now.
Yeah.
When I seen that about 15 years ago, I'm like, oh, y'all.
I see what y'all doing.
I'm not subscribing to this.
They live in the American dream.
I walked out. I'm going somewhere where if I'm going to a Chinese restaurant,
right?
You know, that was back then. Now today, times have changed,
right?
And you know, you got shit. I don't been to Asian restaurants where they're selling soul food.
Yeah,
they got green. You know, I'm telling the truth. They got greens up in there.
I ain't ready to get in that side of the pool yet.
They
got a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
Ain't no more Asian workers in there. They got some of the best collard greens I don't have outside my family house.
Stop playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah, they know what they're doing.
It's like, what
you think is their recipe?
They went water?
No.
You think it's their recipe?
No. Well, that's our recipe. What was in there? We put smoked turkey. Yeah. Smoked turkey. You know what that is,
right? ain't ready to swim on that.
Yes, I can't do it yet.
Because I cook a lot of my, I cook my own food. Like me and my wife, we rarely go out because I know how I like my food. And so I'll prepare it the way that I like it. That way I know ain't nobody mixing no pig in there, no unclean foods or nothing like that.
They ain't doing that cross-contamination.
Yeah, so everything. But I mean, we do go out, we have a good time and everything. But for the most part, I like to cook. You know, as a matter of fact, when I go home now, I'm going barbecue. Throw me some yard bird on there and do it up.
This is a yard bird.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Yard bird.
Yes, sir.
What's that? Chicken?
Chicken. Yeah. Okay.
I learned something.
That's a Midwest thing.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a guy there who I know, shout out to my boy Kev. He's from the Midwest and he called it that yard bird.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I went to a yard burger down there.
That's what I was thinking. Yard burger.
And I thought it was going to be chicken patties on burgers and it's real beef. So I was thrown away. So I always asked to
prepare. Right, but that's like, you got to be safe this hard.
Right.
What you did, dumb.
But yeah. So. Trending news there, player. Yeah. Nick first up.
Silent Assassin. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's get into Zion Williamson. Because I want to tie this into.
Is it Williams or Williamson?
Williamson.
It's Simpson. Because he doesn't.
Is it Simpson?
Yeah. But he's a young cat, man. But so anyways, his baby mama, sad to call her that, his baby mama. And I'm on Instagram saying that he got injured during the game, I guess playoff game, whatever. And she took to Instagram and said, "Oh, you'll never be LeBron. You was weak in the bedroom. You know your knees is weak and all that." Like basically blast him.
Right, right.
And after seeing that, I mean, of course she's a porn star. Let's start there. As a man, I mean, do you think a porn star would be a good baby mama? A good mother of your child, excuse me.
Did he try to get a pregnant?
I mean, if he had sex with her, he tried.
I mean, what's this? Anything you think about the casualties that could possibly happen? Yeah, you got to be careful shooting up in that club.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Especially when you have that money and that fame.
You kept him out with the fight.
I wouldn't even been in that club.
He wanted to end up in that club.
You still didn't win.
No, he would.
Yeah, he waited.
I think though what it is though, and I think that what people fail to realize is that these kids gotta have some type of big brother mentorship.
Exactly.
To kinda to school them and help them maneuver through the game, especially when they're at that certain level, especially as an athlete. Yeah, because exactly. A lot of times when you're young and at this point he ain't even 25 years old, exactly. Bro. And you don't have access to this amount of money where you can make anything you want happen. What I'm saying? You got to be taught the game, what type of people you need to associate yourself with. Because you don't hear LeBron in those type of stories. LeBron had a tight circle the moment he came into the NBA.
Yeah.
He was already around big brothers and stuff that was mentoring him. Hey, because you ain't never heard no situation with LeBron being those type of situations.
Right.
Because you got to have a good team around you. You dig what I'm saying?
So do you think, like,
LeBron's a little retarded. Never mind.
So do you think, like, before you get into those, like, big contracts and stuff like that, they should do some type of mentorship? Like, it should be within their contract, like, I don't know, therapy, mentorships, something like that, so they won't fall into these traps? They all getting groomed, but how many times have we seen fellas like Zion fall into these traps? Just like Blake Griffin, just like the other guy who got Brittany pregnant, and then, how many times they going to fall for these traps? They get the money and then they get the woman and they
impregnate. Right. In my opinion, man, like you gotta be accountable. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta be disciplined. That's the thing. You know, we can say these women are out here, these people are out here to set you up for a trap, but at the end of the day, it's on you as a person. You know, you have to be smart enough to realize that everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart.
Exactly.
Yes, men, yes, women, all of these people, you know, around you just because you have something, you have to think. Man, like, and I hate that these young brothers, you know, and sisters, but, you know, we here for the men. I hate that these young brothers are out here putting themselves in these bad situations.
Exactly.
Like you said. Now, my thing is, Nick, to answer your question, if I'm going to college, well, damn it, I'm going to take me some classes for business. Exactly. So that because and I like the young man, Caleb Williams, and I'm just going to use him as an example. Mm-hmm. This young man, you know, is from a business standpoint, he's already a millionaire.
Right.
He already, I was watching a Pivot
podcast with him on there. They was interviewing him in his house. Yeah. You know, like you said, Ty, he has a tight group around him. Yep. He has his father in his life. His mother's in his life. He has a nice group with him. Yep. I think young men, you know, as you're growing up, these are young men now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Fresh out of high school and stuff like that. They need to arm themselves with the information to protect them from this industry. And, you know, that's just my opinion on it. I think you need to be better prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, be smart.
Yeah, you can't pass a test studying half the book or not studying at all.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, he just, well, started.
You got stepfather around, but I think what happens is, though, is that when you come from a small town, he's from a small town called Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yeah, Spartanburg. I know Spartanburg.
I'm not saying,
but it's a right. I get
you. Yeah, so when you go from a small town and then you're now in the NBA and you're the man on the team. You're the
star player. Yeah.
You're the star player.
I got a question, man. After the internet, just like you can have someone like the Greek Freak in Milwaukee and still get the shoe deals and the notoriety that he gets now.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, that wouldn't have happened in a small market like that. So I think the same thing applies to the grace that you're giving him because he grew up in a small town like Spartanburg. So if we giving that grace to the Greek Freak, you threw me off. You threw me off. So let me catch back up. On Zion, he don't get no more grace than anybody else. The internet has the world wide open. Mm-hmm. He knows everybody's experience, everybody that walked before him. I'm pretty sure he's been paying attention to the NBA. He's known he's going to the NBA since he's in the ninth grade. He knows the downfalls,
right,
and the pitfalls to look for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's not he ain't out there just blind. He just did just like what other niggas do. When he got some money, right, he got reckless. Yeah, he thought because of who he was, he could be irresponsible.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, which goes back to what I was saying. You just got to be more, you got to be accountable for your actions, man. You have to understand that there are repercussions for, you know, actions, especially when you're in that, when you're in that arena, when you're in the limelight like that, man. You got to do better, you know? And personally, that's just a bad choice, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, that's
yeah, porn star,
or just a loose woman. Period. You know what I'm saying? Adult actress, all of that stuff aside, she's just a. I mean, well, I mean, I ain't gonna do it.
I kind of feel like Snoop Dogg now.
On what?
If it's all like that, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
No, I ain't gonna do it.
Just
man.
A small piece.
Mm-mm, I'm not gonna do it.
I mean,
but we ain't finna make no baby.
I mean, but he probably just wanted a small piece of her too. But then,
yeah, I'm gonna be honest, you know,
video since college,
right? No, I feel you, but
he probably was like that about her. I ain't never heard of, and I don't know a lot of porn stars.
But see, that's the thing; these women.
I don't know a lot of them.
I don't know, but these women are getting famous from their clout. Like they made them famous. Not only did you impregnate them, marry them. Exactly. Right, we didn't know about none of them until they started sleeping with the basketball player.
Yeah, you slept with a star.
Now you're promoting hoism, what I like to call it.
They sex are red in this thing.
Yes, exactly. And that's what you're pushing. Like, now you're setting a bad example for the rest of the young cats coming into the NBA, NFL, NHL, WWE and all that. They come, get this money, start sleeping with all these, you know, beautiful women. You know, I don't think she's beautiful women, and then boom, you get them pregnant, and you're not married, and half your money's gone. If you take your house, your car, everything that you work for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're about 15.
I ain't giving you two minutes. I ain't messing around with you, man. No.
I mean, but it's some woman out there I'd probably fall for. But I ain't falling for that trap. Because I done been in that truck.
And speaking of that ratchet sports life, we got a sports update coming from T-Busy. That's your intro now.
No T-Busy. But we will roll. We'll keep it moving, though. So
You know, it was a big fight that happened yesterday with Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. And surprisingly, you know, based upon the whole buildup of the fight, with them having different, you know, run-ins with each other as far as promoting the fight. And, you know, Ryan Garcia, you know, a lot of people was writing him off based upon the fact that, you know, he didn't make weight. He was 3.5 pounds overweight. And he made a deal with Devin prior to taking the, doing the weight, that, hey, if each pound that I'm over, I got to give you $500,000. He was 3 pounds over, so he owed Devin $1.5 million before the fight even started. And so they were seeing just how Ryan was carrying himself, all these different antics and everything like that. And people was kind of looking like, man, Devin looks real serious because, you know, he's going into it, approaching it. He ain't really playing those games and all that acting. You know, he's carrying himself like he normally do, not a little more serious, because I feel like he got a little more emotional in this fight.
That's kind of price how Spence was.
Right.
Spence. Go ahead.
So what ended up happening was, now fast forward to last night's fight, and surprisingly, Ryan Garcia, to a lot of people, surprisingly, won that fight by majority decision. He ended up knocking him down. I think they counted 3 knockdowns, but a lot of people said that he really got knocked down by 5 or 6 times.
5 or 6 times.
And I did watch the fight, and I will say this, based upon me watching the fight, because it was a good win for Ryan Garcia. It was a real good win. That wasn't no fluke. That wasn't no lucky stuff. That was pure just you just boxing and you just played a psychological game. You know, and people got to be mindful of this thing as far as the psychological game, even with life. You know what I'm saying? So I started to say that based upon the fact that Ryan did a good job of deceiving everyone, thinking that I'm acting this way and I'm actually off. But actually, I'm on my shit.
He's playing psychological.
Oh, he was playing psychological, because Devin Haney, that fight, if you watch that fight, that's not his normal fight that he fights. He was throwing haymakers, trying to do one much, because you trying to knock him out because you don't got emotionally involved. Your dad, Bill, has gotten involved with it, no hype, the whole thing. And so it's a lot of emotion that's involved. Yeah. And then instead, y'all fight y'all normal fight. I think it was more of an emotional, personal fight, because y'all felt the way he was acting, maybe he wasn't prepared. And felt that I could fight however I'm going to fight. But I say all that to say that no matter what it is in life, never underestimate your opponent. Never. Yep. Never let your opponent change your game plan either. In the sense of changing you. You know who you are. You know what it took for you to get to where you need to get to. Stick with that and evolve from that. So, you know, I just want to know, you know, did any of y'all catch the fight? And what are y'all thoughts on that?
I already knew who was going to win. That's why I said, you know, that Haney reminded me of Spence. Like, he had the same attitude.
Yo.
And Garcia wasn't necessarily like the guy that beat Crawford. He wasn't necessarily like him to me. He wasn't as vicious and aggressive. But he started the fight before the fight. He started that fight months ago.
Who?
Garcia started beating him up months ago, just playing with him. He was talking about suing him for because he's LGBTQ, and if he put his hands on him,
I identify myself as a woman.
Yeah,
at least I would sue you.
I thought
that shit was funny,
was more entertaining than the fight.
I laughed.
I seen the clips of the fight. I was like, the fight was
they
disappointed at boxing matches right now.
The way they're going about hyping it up.
They hype him up, and then it's poor performance.
Yeah. I'm about to say, that was a decent fight.
It was decent, but it wasn't like what we used to. We ain't getting those kind of fights no more. I feel like I want to bash my the best boxer ever. I want to bash him.
Who? Don't you bash? I say Mike. Well. I thought you said Mike.
No, he's Mike. The best fighter. But boxer, like straight boxer, Floyd is it. He's the best temper, but he did his fight well. He boxed. He ain't trying to do nothing else but score points. That's all he did. He played the sport right. I feel like it's his fault that we getting this stuff that we getting at.
For Floyd?
Yeah. Because ever since Floyd became Floyd Mayweather, all the boxing matches, unless you're looking at flyweight, they don't really be doing nothing.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing no, like, really, really, nobody's really getting beat up Nobody's really going for, like, knock you out, like.
So he the Steph Curry of boxing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing special. Yeah. But you're going to see a match, and it might be decent. Mm-hmm. But that's it. You're going to see boxing. Ain't nobody eating your kids these days.
What do you mean by that? Mike Tyson said that. In the same breath, he said praises to Allah.
Yeah,
I was like, okay,
same breath.
Okay, right. Right.
Right. Take a breath. Right. 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 Same breath. Literally.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I will be confused. Oh,
didn't God make it personal though?
Yeah.
With Mike,
let me ask y'all this: since we kind of on that, what do y'all think about Logan Paul fighting Mike Tyson?
Oh, it's my Jake Paul. Jake Paul.
It don't matter. The Goofy Brothers.
Yeah, him. Yeah, the YouTube dude, right?
Yeah.
That's how he started out. Yeah. But see, and this is my problem with
it's just for money.
Sports, man. Thank you, baby.
It's just entertainment.
I would say this much. I think that it takes a level of the respect out of the game. Because what young Jit would want to fight an old head in the game? Mike might still have it, but if anything, I'm trying to soak up game. I'm not trying to fight you and do good. What does that do for my ego? By me saying that, oh, this is a legend, and I beat him. Yeah, you beat him when you were 60 years old. Damn near 60 years old. But if you would have fought him the same age as y'all, he would have killed you.
I understand.
Mike Tyson been the grown man by since he was about 14 years old.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at them videos, Mike would look like a grown man at 14.
Yeah.
There were stories of Mike knocking cat size a teenager that were grown men.
He got a chin.
Like you said, the one thing about Mike Tyson people fail to realize about him, and I know we off topic, but his training. The training. I'm just saying his training.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson, even though he stated, I hated training, but the way I trained, I had to act like I loved it. Mm-hmm. And that's deep what he said, because you think about that in life, man, whatever it is that you need to do to prep yourself, you may not like the process, but you gotta go into it as you love it.
It shows in every job.
Every job.
Like, you can tell when you somewhere get served and somebody don't like their job.
You can tell.
And you can tell when somebody loves it.
There's a level of passion.
Like, man.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna come here all the time, man. What you did this Christmas birth?
Yeah, the old girl told me, okay.
She didn't like her job.
She didn't like her job. But like I always told people, like, bro, I didn't tell you to work here.
Right. But I was but to get back on Tyson though, and Jake Paul, I do think though that the fight, man, it's a promotion thing. I don't know why they both got money. I don't know what's the purpose of it. I'm surprised that Mike even took the fight.
Well, you gotta remember, this has always been a part of boxing. The reason that it's getting so much notoriety is because that's how much boxing. Exhibition matches have been around since the beginning of boxing being a pro sport. They've always had like celebs come in, box. They have these retired boxers. They get in the ring, the legend matches, all of that stuff been around. Muhammad Ali used to do them all the time when he was done. The fact that it's being notarized this much, like the Jake Pauls of the world, and when Tyson fought Roy Jones, finally, they was in their 50s. But it got that much notoriety because look, what else we got? Name the top five best boxers right now.
I mean, right now, I watch boxing. I mean, I can tell you.
Per class. Like, are they? Yeah, you probably would. And maybe we both can. But are they that good to be talked about?
The level of competition to me is not what it was. I think, and a lot of times too, because a lot of times these boxers are playing politics too, basically not wanting to fight the big fight. Right. They don't want to fight the big fight. They want to fight the safe. They want to fight the safe fight.
Right.
I blame your boy.
You know what I'm saying?
LeBron.
LeBron
brought strategy to sports, is what I'm saying.
But there's nothing wrong with being strategic in the right way. But you can't. But the thing is, though,
this run.
We're getting off topic.
No.
I'm saying no, but as far as on the boxing aspect,
right.
A lot of these boxers are running from each other because they don't want to lose the undefeated record.
But how
Well, the thing is, back in the day, them cats would fight each other. Like, Sugar Ray and Duran. And come on, man. No.
Well, with Tyson, they started this too.
But Tyson would fight.
Evander ran from Tyson first.
Because that's what I was thinking.
Like,
Lennox Lewis. They both avoided Tyson until he got
we're not hooked up with Don King.
Right, but the thing
until he got on the downside of his career.
But the thing is, I mean, of course, there's always been strategies in boxing. That's been happening. That ain't nothing new.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, you see more people take on the big fights back in the day.
Right. Okay.
Now, you don't really see that unless the money, it's got to be the perfect situation. It's got to be the perfect dollar amount. Back then, that wasn't the conversation. They fought for the pride, or it was a belt on the line. It was my opportunity. We're not, I had a chance of getting this belt.
Right, I get you.
You think you can beat
me? Yeah, I get you. It was the competition was a little more raw. It was more authentic.
You said the perfect thing. You said everybody's trying to keep their perfect record. Because back to what he was saying, everybody's trying to chase that Mayweather dream, like that perfect record.
So nobody want to fight the Mayweather guy.
I mean, that's part of it, but I think these dudes really that every post fight interview I listen to. And that's the reason I brought up LeBron is because that's the kind of passion I get out of all sports. It's always about the bag.
Yeah, the bag. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the best too. Yeah. You gonna get paid.
Right.
You already a professional fighter. You get millions of dollars to get in here anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be the best though. Like, if you get on TV and tell me you're gonna beat me and I'm a boxer too, I'm coming to see you. We gonna go ahead and do that. That's what we used to do on seeing when we was growing up.
Yeah,
like this was boxers of the all the way up until the 90s. Mm-hmm. That's how they got down.
Straight up,
you Oscar De La Hoya, say his name, and he coming to see you.
Oscar could throw too back in the goddamn day too.
In his prime, he would have beat Floyd.
Listen. He would have gave him probably a better run for it. I ain't gonna say he beat him, but Oscar's hell. Oscar's
hell. He might have got him, man. I think Oscar got a little bit more power behind his punches.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I really don't know nothing about boxing.
This is
just observational. I think
Oscar was bad.
Yeah, I think that Oscar made.
Oscar was him. Oscar was pure hell.
But Oscar, he had to come back out of retirement to fight him, right? I think he would retire, and then Floyd gave him a fight. He came back out.
Well, you got to stand something too. But Floyd fought him. Floyd fought him.
I was about 40.
And how old was Floyd at the time? He was in his 30s. What's the age difference between them two?
Man, you got me.
Let me ask him. But I mean, the point I'm making is that I think that it could have been a better fight, possibly from a more youthful Oscar. Yes, but at the end of the day, we still understand this, though. Every person who came at Floyd, his defense is. What makes you think that his Floyd, remember his training, if people pay attention to his training, he fight cats that's bigger than him. Way bigger than him. He don't train people his size. He fight cats that's like 50 pounds heavier than him.
Right.
That's why he can take punishment.
Right.
He can, you know what I'm saying?
He was
34. He was 34. Oscar?
Yeah.
How old was Floyd at the time when he fought him? He checked that. It's so cool though. It's cool. Yeah. But 34, you ain't on a no downfall like that. You might start, but Oscar was still fighting. He wasn't in retirement, was he? Nope. He was still active.
Yeah, but he wasn't the champ no more.
Don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion.
I'm after your dad.
I don't know nothing about
Oscar. But I'm going to say this though. Oscar De La Hoya though, when you watch him, Oscar was hell though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cats, because he fucked now. Oscar got his resume. If you look at some of the fights, he don't beat.
Right.
He don't beat a lot of people ass now.
Right.
You can't. Oscar De La Hoya's resume is not weak.
Yeah. He was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. He was hell.
After Sugar.
Yeah.
Oscar was my favorite.
I like Oscar. Oscar just a tough boy, though. Yeah. He just, wow. His antics is just a little different for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. Rumors. Sure. But allegedly.
Oh, he's just 4 years younger now.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
I thought he was a lot older. But Oscar looked raggedy in that fight.
Because that means he was 30. So that means that Oscar was 34 and Floyd was 30. That's why I said it wasn't that big of a difference like that. That's it, dog.
Yeah.
That's up.
That was a crazy fight. I almost got beat up by some lips. I was on their side.
Right.
They fought on Oscar on Cinco de Mayo weekend. Black versus Mexican. That was crazy.
Right, right.
And I fuck with y'all.
They looking for a race war. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I know this is kind of a hard pivot, but I wanted to touch on this, man. And we watched the video here earlier, and you pinned the video, right, on the account so people can watch it?
Yeah, it's on the Cut Different Facebook
page. Okay, yeah, so if you guys go to our Facebook page,
Cut Different Facebook page. You can check it out. This woman, her name is Dr. Shefali, if I'm pronouncing it correct. And if I'm not,
how you spell it?
Let's see here. Shefali is S-H-E-F-A-L-I. Dr. Shefali, she's from Mumbai. And
Mumbai, India, correct?
Yeah. And she's an author, international speaker. Her professional background is she's a clinical psychologist. And at the bottom here, I'm on her webpage, it says wisdom teacher. But what,
is she?
We'll see. The video that got us going was the notion of in marriage, the notion of till death do us part. And I really wish that we could play this, but I don't think we can because of, copyright or conflict of, interest or whatever, but I'll just read a little bit of this. This is on her TikTok page, and this is what she has under the as a description underneath the video. It says here, in marriage, the notion of till death do us part can become a burden, trapping individuals in stagnant relationships. But shouldn't marriage be about growth, transformation, and freedom? Let's redefine what a successful marriage truly means. And then she has in here, drop a heart if you agree. Now with just that, let's break that down with what she has here. A couple things I kind of take umbrage with, I guess I don't agree with her on is how she says it's a burden trapping individuals in stagnant relationships, that's individuals, crazy. Right? And then the second thing that she says that shouldn't marriage be about growth, transformation, and freedom? You know, so these are just a couple of things. And there was a lot of stuff that she said in that, in the video, but I want to point out one more thing and then I'll open up the floor for you brothers to comment on. She was saying that,
she kind of made to me, well, I don't want to step on.
No, go ahead, because I can't find
it. To me, she kind of made a marriage seem like a thought of the old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that concept should be buried.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old folk tour?
Yeah.
And for me, it was like another irresponsible human thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like you trying to change what God intended for marriage. What the institution is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're telling people is they don't have to be a good partner. They don't have to grow anymore. Instead of being, you know, patient and being obedient, mm-hmm. now you get to renegotiate or redefine what marriage is. And that's crazy to me.
Right.
Here's my thing on that, man. I look at it like this. There's nothing wrong with individual growth. There's nothing wrong with you growing. But if you're not trying to bring that person along, that's where it's the problem. I never heard that in that
dialogue. Thank you.
I never heard that in the video. Mm-hmm. So we're not making it where, to me, that growth is an issue. Nothing wrong with growth. We all should grow, but we should grow together.
Exactly.
We should be trying to bring someone along the journey with you. And just because they don't grow with you in the amount of time you feel like, it doesn't mean it's okay for you to walk away.
Exactly.
Because then that takes away the loyalty, the patience. Mm-hmm. Right, grace mm-hmm. that we all feel like that we gotta give each other, because there's certain aspects with each other that we all have to be a little patient with. Someone has to be patient with us, mm-hmm. regarding ourselves, right?
Yeah,
right. So then, you know, I feel like that when I heard that, it felt like more of a business contract to me. It felt like if you're not doing what you need to do, if I'm getting to this point and you're not there, I have the right to leave you. Now I look at it at the standpoint where, you know, people just got to just be more compassionate.
I mean, what she's saying is her truth, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, all she's saying is marriage ain't nothing but a relationship. Like when you first start off, well, you can leave anytime when you right. first start off. So
that's what it sounds like. But she is married, interestingly enough.
She's married.
Yeah. I
looked on her page.
Yeah,
and her page seemed like she got some weird thoughts about parenting.
Oh yeah,
and. It seems very internalized, like, she's selfish. She wants everything to, like, revolve around the one. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's pandering to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know where a lot of people are coming from? When I find she just said that, it made me think about this. A lot of people, when they're speaking on their opinions, they're speaking from not from a standpoint of giving knowledge and wisdom. Mm-hmm. They're speaking from a standpoint of being a victim.
Themselves.
Of being a victim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of being a victim.
It has.
Because when you hear the story, you don't know what I've been through. Right. Yeah. You don't know what we've been through.
Right.
Ain't nobody been through what we've been through.
Right.
But you're not speaking from a wisdom standpoint. Yep. You're speaking from a victim standpoint. And when you go to therapy, they tell you not to come from, don't go through it as a victim.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever made good choices speaking from their wounds.
Exactly. Speaking from their
Yeah.
Nobody.
Say it again so the people can hear you. Say it again.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, nobody
has ever made good choices speaking from their own.
So when you think about it, guys, and I'm saying this, when you listen to these people talk on these platforms, we're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they coming from an ego standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming from a knowledge and genuine standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming from a victim standpoint?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And think about, and also pay attention to yourself.
Right.
If it moves you, why does it move you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's that about to your victim?
Right. Ooh. Your victimhood.
That's what I'm speaking to your scratches.
What's that about you at that time when you visit?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Real quick, I just want to throw this out. This is the definition of what a marriage is according to, I think this is Merriam-Webster's, or no, this is Oxford again. So I'll read two entries and then we'll kind of chime in on this. Mm-hmm. It says here, entry number one as a noun, it says legally or formally recognized union of two peoples or two people as partners in a personal relationship. Historically, in some jurisdictions, specifically a union between a man and a woman, as in happy marriage, wedding ceremony, so on and so forth. The second entry is a combination or mixture of two or more elements, two becoming one. Now hold that thought real quick. Y'all know me. Let's jump to what they call the good book.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. I just want to read this real quick, and then I'm gonna open the floor for y'all brothers to comment on. This is Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to start at verse 18 and just read down to verse 25 really quick, if you brothers will allow me the latitude, and then we're gonna go ahead and throw this out there.
Yeah, it whatever says, latitude is.
Latitude, side to side.
Side to side.
You know what? Anyway, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
Brought it, brother.
It says, and y'all said, it is not good for man to be alone. I am going to make a helper for him as his counterpart, right? And it says here, and from the ground, Yah Almighty formed every beast of the field, every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and whatever the man called each living being at the time, that was his name. And let me skip down here real quick.
24.
Yeah, that's what I want to go to real quick. No. Let me start at verse 23 because this is a part of the covenant.
Right, man.
And this speaks to that definition. It says here in verse 22, and the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one is called womb man or woman because she was taken out of the man. For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and do what? Cleave to his wife, and they should do what? Become one flesh. So all
go
this.
Go back up to 18.
Okay, let's go back up to 18. Oh yeah, let's end where we started. And Yah said, it is not good for the man to be alone or woman to be alone. Stop playing with me. I am going to make a helper for him as his counterpart.
Hold it one more time. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Forgive me. Can you read that scripture one more time?
Which one?
The one that you just 18. Read. 18.
18? All right,
because,
yeah.
Because I'm going to say something after that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Yah said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I am going to make a helper for him as his counterpart. And I'm just reading from the scriptures version 2009, just in case you guys were wondering.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So the reason why I'm glad that you said that, because I tell people this, it's impossible. It is not meant for you to live this world by yourself. So people, get out of your ego and stop thinking that it is okay that you don't need someone, that you can do it, because all and everybody at the end of the day, we all desire companionship.
Tell you.
We all desire it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the biggest things that people would do and throw their life on the line for is companionship.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Nick?
Man, oh man. See,
I don't like marriage.
Nah,
I didn't really say that.
Before you make me lose my damn train of thought. Yeah, see, but the thing what I have with that, with now, read the verse one more time. I'm going to get to the part. Yes, 18.
18, right, right, right. 18, right, right. I love it.
It says, and Yah said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I am going to make a helper for him as his counterpart.
A helper for him.
Yes, sir.
So when you counter against us, you're not helping us.
Exactly.
That's the part I'm trying to get at. We don't have helpers anymore. I'm going to be glad to help.
We don't have helpers. We have competitors.
Yes, competitors. Yeah. And a relationship.
Yeah.
A long-term relationship.
Right.
And then we also got people who are watching you and judging you.
Exactly.
They're judging you.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, we shouldn't be judging each other in our relationships. Mm-hmm. We should be judged.
So
talk to him. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the book of Matthew, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And talk to him.
Focus on the union. Like the simplest way, like if you build a chair, like this stool right here in front of us.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
After that stool is built, is anyone focused just on the leg? Because that leg was just leg by itself. Nobody was looking at all the four different parts of that, or the table part of it. Once you complete something, once it's one, it's just a stool.
So when it's one, it's complete then.
It's complete.
Oh, exactly.
So ain't no focus on myself. Ain't no you focus on yourself. Together, we got to continue being the stool.
Exactly.
Talk that talk, boy.
Exactly. And also, this is what I wanted to say before that she said. She said that I'm not the same person, or I'm paraphrasing. She was saying, you know, you're not the same person you were when you got married. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. But together, and I'm going to use myself as an example, together, me and my wife have grown as individuals and as individuals. She's helped me grow, and I helped her grow.
And I can second that in mind.
So yeah, that's what the marriage is. Exactly.
It may
you
not
support
be perfect.
Each other.
It may not be perfect.
Right.
And it may be that you have to go through, but it doesn't mean that we don't grow.
Exactly. But
them trials and tribulations will make it shows you some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. And so, like, I think that's, I understand what she was trying to say, but see, my biggest disagreement with her is she's trying to infuse her doctrine. Well, her doctrine is infused with New Ageism.
With the modern,
age. That New Age. And really, it's not really New Age. It's old world paganisms. But they've been nicely chunked, reformed, and repackaged to what they call. Now, I hate when people start saying, you know, what's that? I'm going to manifest it, or I'm going to do this. Like, I don't like that. You know, like, now, you said it earlier, T, but I understand what you're saying because of your spiritual makeup and your spiritual background. But a lot of these children don't understand what it is that they're saying.
They
you know what I'm saying? You're just parakeeting things that someone else has said. You don't know where that stuff comes from.
You ain't tapped into it.
Exactly. You don't understand the origins of these things. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a shift in dynamic culturally where we're the oddballs now. You know what I'm saying? People of what you would call a religious background or a spiritual background are the minority in this world. And we're treated like it's an unfair treatment. You know what I'm saying? Like you give more credence and you give more respect to the homosexual community. You give more respect to all of these different, you know, schools of thought. But when I tell you I'm a Bible believer, you look at me like I got leprosy or something.
I feel like the way it's going.
Mm-hmm.
That they obviously going to do that old joke that marriage gets renewal and expiration.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's coming to that one day. Eventually, I won't be shocked when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your marriage legally lasts for 5 years. If you want to continue.
You can renew the contract.
Yeah. But ain't we already going down that street with what they call it? Not NDAs, but what is it? Prenuptial agreements?
That'll work.
And
prenups?
See, yeah, prenups. Nah. Like, if I have to get a prenuptial agreement, then I'm presuming that it's going to fail. If there's a presumption that it's going to fail, why the hell is we wasting our time?
So that means that you have some type of self-doubt, and it says that you don't know if that person is genuine with you for you,
man,
or they're with you for anything else.
Yeah.
And so if that's the point, then you need to question that, and you don't need to sign no contract.
I'm with the wrong person.
Because when you know it's real, it's real.
Exactly.
You know it's real. There's been things that's been proven that it's real. You know.
I understand. Prenuptial
agreement. Hold on. Wait. Nick, what you got this? Because I still got ears. He's like,
damn. He said, go ahead, talk to us.
Come on with it, Nick.
I second guess that one. You got to be living in the type of world that we live in right now to understand why men, especially men, who worked hard and probably done had others take from him already. It's like a insurance plan to him. Because I'm not going to change. He already knows he's going into the relationship.
Just in case you're not who I thought you were.
Yes, exactly. And just in case you think the way that this doctor thinks, like, okay, or maybe marriage shouldn't be forever. People change. I change. So I don't want that. I change for the better for us, and then you change for the opposite of us, and then you leave. And I'm still here, you know, I'm still doing what I gotta do, and you take half of everything.
And
I
gotta fund her freedom.
Yeah, because you gotta pay alimony. Yeah, exactly. Alimony and all that stuff, and then.
And, you ain't gotta be married in some state. They got palimony. Mm-hmm. My pal. Listen,
palimony. Shut the hell up.
Yes, my friend girl. And that's my why girlfriend, I second guess. No. Palimony.
And you know what?
Let me I just want to reply to what you said, Nick. And I get what you're saying. This world is changing. It has changed. We're on a different landscape. But again, I always revert back to, you know, just how I was brought up and seeing the example of my parents and knowing the type of woman that I want. So, and then this brings like the courtship process.
Right.
You know, that's why, you know, I say I got permission from my wife's mother and her uncle because her father was dead. You know what I'm saying? I took my wife to see my parents. Like before we, you know, got involved in this relationship, we got to know each other. And I think that's why a lot of marriages and just relationships in general fail now is because we're not being 100% honest with each other when we go into the relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but I do disagree with it just on that basis, just because I know that there are people out there who still think as I do. We just have to seek them out. But I get what you're saying.
You roll the dice, though. No way for you to know for sure you knew for sure.
But what's faith according to Hebrews 1? It's the belief in what you can't see. It's the proof of what you expect to come.
I'm sure you was going to be like, you have to be in this world and not of it.
That's off the rip. Hey, that's off the rip, baby. That's off the rip, man. You know, I'm in this. Hey, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this world, but I don't partake in worldly things. And so, I am set apart. But yeah, that's a good point. A good point.
Another take I want to go from as well. See with me. Let me not say me, because I'll place my own self into this category of the people who wait, to get married and stuff, this and that. Because I don't want to have to go the prenup route.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know what I mean? Because I'm that way how you speak.
Right.
But I know that many are.
Right.
And like you said, people change and whatnot. I don't want to have to go and marry a person and have to feel like I need a prenup.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
I
want to make sure, it's genuine because I'm going in this genuine. There's if you're not going in this genuine, that's what I'm saying. So, it's like a 50-50 for some people, as myself. I don't want to make a person, but it's just I've already had shit taken from me, as probably everybody in this room, but y'all still take a risk.
No, we all been the victim of the game. Right, I'm gonna say this one more, dog.
I fight.
Every day of my life.
right.
That sound like to me. But we all been a victim of the game, just because you've been a victim of the game don't let that stop you from living.
You're true.
Don't let it stop you pursuing the true happiness, dog.
I got a take on it that I think we all care too much about material things. We got too many emotional attachments to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what you want in this world, it's gonna cost you something.
Right.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to leave you and they want to take half of what you got, okay.
Yeah.
Go get it back.
Yeah.
But is that something you have to be mentally prepared for?
Or you want to gripe about that? You want to, you know, I ain't saying this about you, but some people go out there and kill this person.
Right.
Or they spend their whole life in misery because they took some stuff.
Right. Right. And I'm sorry. Were you finished?
Go ahead.
I like that point, and just to kind of make it a little bit more personable, God forbid, heaven forbid, but if my wife and I do divorce, I wouldn't mind giving her half, because as we've grown together, we've accumulated things, and you know, as a man and as her covering, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's leaving from under my covering, I wouldn't mind giving it to her. And I know that how our relationship is and how we are as individuals, I would probably have to force her to take it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the woman that I know. That's, you know what I'm saying? So
you sound Southern with that statement, because you know, Southern men feel like, if you leave me, I want to make sure that you leave me better than how you came. Be struggling when you.
But it's not that for me.
You don't have a car and somewhere to live.
Right. I'll make sure, and not only from that standpoint, from a standpoint, especially as children, but I'll make sure that I know that my children
are cool.
With you, and I make sure they're straight.
They're going to be with her.
What was you about to say, man? Go ahead. You about to say something.
It's not like that. It's just that, man, I didn't invest in the materialistic things or the, you know what I mean, the business thing. Right. I invested into you.
Right, yeah.
And you're leaving me. Let's say, cause, you grew older. I'm like, shit, I grew older too.
Right.
I used to go out every Saturday with the boys, but I had to change and tell them, hey, I'm married now, so it can't be every Saturday. It might be once a thing. Like, I sacrifice shit too.
Yeah.
And for you to leave and then take my money, my this and that, everything I work for, and then give it to somebody else. And you know what I mean? It's just like, I think that's where the depression or whatever I don't want.
But just like G said, you know, we can't be so attached to material things to where we let that.
No, it's not the material things for me. It's for the person.
Right.
I love you. Like that. That was me.
Right.
Like I said, there's not that many options out there. You was my best option.
Yeah. I get you.
300 million people. I'll tell you from a very smart philosopher.
Say G.
And y'all know her by the name of Glorilla.
Oh, Lord.
There's 300 million people in this world, in America. You can find somebody else.
True, but how many times are you going to?
There's over 5 billion people on this earth.
I'm
still right, but I lowball the hell out of 5. The point I'm making is that the numbers, the odds are in your favor.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be
real. As a man.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially if you know you're a good, solid man.
Yeah, man.
Let me say, if you know you're a good, you gotta look at yourself as a beacon.
You put lotion on.
You a beacon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You a lighthouse.
Yeah, man.
You don't put lotion.
You gotta be out.
You put a lighthouse.
Firebug.
Yeah.
You're a good fire.
Right.
But if you know you're a beacon.
Yeah.
Then you can be able to go anywhere around the world and know that you're gonna attract that.
Oh yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But like I think y'all saying to him,
attract the light.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to. But you gotta discern, though.
And that's the key, man. Choose. Yeah, through discernment. Yeah. You know.
And then by having discernment, you gotta be in tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, and you know, ask questions. Be inquisitive, man. Like I want to know where's your mom? Where's your dad? You know what I'm saying?
What's your relationship with them?
Exactly.
How tight are y'all?
Yeah. You know, what's your family component like?
Are you big on communication?
All of these things, when we're dating, these are the things that we're talking about. Exactly. I'm not trying to impress you with how much money I got, because that, you know, that don't matter. Yeah. You know, I want to know what type of person you are. I want to know where you are intellectually. Can I take you into a crowd of, you know what I'm saying, intellectuals and not worry about you embarrassing me with what it is that you say? You know, can I take you out to a nice restaurant? You know, and not have you embarrass me with.
Right, but period.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Or just, go ahead.
Can I say something else? This morning. You know what else, too? Can you be the type of woman where I can bounce ideas off of you and be able to trust your counsel?
Right.
How many great men in this world prosper because they had a good woman who
did not. Hey, man, head can't stand without the neck.
Woo!
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
I don't know anything.
Man, you know how these great lists, we talk about the women that was with,
right.
And you got thinking, offering to make the decision, they had to talk to someone first. You know where they talk, you know where the conversation started at? In the bedroom.
Right.
I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, man.
These great men that had great wives, you think it started out with the people that's their representative, or they, no!
Right.
This shit start off in the bedroom, dog.
Yeah, man.
That's why it's so important to be with the right woman.
Yes, sir.
That's going to listen to you.
Yeah.
That's going to have that level of concern and the best for you, but the intellect and the discernment as well.
Right.
Just Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, since we're talking about the institution of marriage and, like, you know, like as a business mm-hmm. or whatever, you know what I'm saying? As a partnership, when we come together, like you said, it starts in the bedroom, but then it goes out into the, you know, into the, when we're in the world together, mm-hmm. we're thinking as one. You know what I'm saying? Yes, so there may be something that I miss out on that she'll pick up on and say, hey, did you hear blah, 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 blah? Did you see blah, 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 blah? So we're working because we have each other's best interests at heart. You know what I'm saying? We're no longer two individuals. We are one.
We won, you know what I'm saying?
We're a unit. And I think that's what Mrs. Schifani misses out on is the aspect of the
she
two.
She never had it.
Well, yeah. Right, you know.
And she doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
Or she doesn't want to accept it probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because,
but
like.
She wanted to be independent.
You know, the, it, like.
Right, so right. Just step all over.
No, it's all good. Yeah, we keep rolling. You know what I'm saying? Because this transcends the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, just like finances in the marriage. That's mm-hmm. a big thing. You know, and we could talk about that. You know, because a lot of people equate, you know, the amount of money which yeah. individual brings is as the head of the house. I don't give a damn how much money you make. Mm-hmm. When you come to my house, I'm the head of this house.
Say one more time.
You know what I'm saying? No. Back. When you come to my house, I'm the head of my house. Because it's nothing that I'm saying. It's what the Almighty Yah has given me. That's mm-hmm. that authority. And I'll be dead, damned, and that's in the grave life. Three times before I let anybody take that authority away from me. Because it was given to me. And see, my wife understands that. And she knows that I will not abuse the authority that I have. If anything, I'm going to be like Yehoshua the Messiah. I'll be willing to lay down my life for her.
Because she's rushing to leave.
Exactly, man.
And so that's the trust. Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah,
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, you don't say a lot of these stuff, bro. You gotta be over here sitting there thinking about
it. Hey, let it go, man. Let it run with it.
It's just to me, like, how many people from the doctor that we were talking about, the lady that's from Mumbai,
mm-hmm.
had that mentality where she has? I was just talking about for a second. It's a two-part question. How many people have that mentality?
A lot.
We're talking about women, right?
Yeah.
A lot of women today have that mentality, right?
Yeah. 70%.
So I'm talking about.
Smart mother.
So with that being said, do you think because of that mindset, that's the reason why the divorce rate is so high? Yes. And who initiated?
80%.
Yeah. And what's the percentage?
80.
Over 80.
Yeah, it's over 80. Yeah. The divorce rate in the United States is laughable.
So based upon, do you think it's based upon that doctrine?
Yeah, because that doctrine is as old as Satan himself, because it comes from Satan.
Yeah.
Man is not independent of woman, just like woman is not independent of man. I could sit here and talk Bible scriptures all day with you, but if you don't believe it, then it becomes moot. And see, that's the point. We're dealing with a bunch of unbelievers.
And so then we're talking. They can quote it. Mm-hmm. You can go to church every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You can be up under the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't believe it.
And live it.
But you know what, though, with that being said, you can remove the Bible out of it for a second. If you speak from common sense and layman terms, still the Bible saying the same thing.
Because the Bible.
Because you see what I'm saying? So even you don't get mad at the source of where it comes from.
I'm a layman.
No, I'm saying though, don't get mad at the source. Because people don't focus on the source.
Right.
It came from the Bible.
Right.
Look at the logic, the knowledge of
universality.
Talk to me. Because certain things, I'm going to say this, y'all, and I may look at me crazy. I've read stuff from the Quran.
Yeah.
And there's certain things in the Quran that makes logical sense.
Yeah.
I'm not saying from a biblical standpoint, but it's certain things, just the laws of life make sense. So with that being said, if you're sitting there and you're hearing something that logically makes sense, because
mm-hmm.
the Bible talks from logic.
All these religions.
A lot of religions are saying the same thing. It's a different. I hate to say that. There's details, of course. There's big details that's different. Of course, but what I'm saying as far as the overall this humanitarian standpoint, we're talking about from a humanitarian, right?
Messiah.
Not from a spirituality,
but from a logical standpoint.
Thank you, sir.
I get you. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are on that same baseline, but a lot of people don't even want to follow that baseline. They want to go below it or create their own. Yeah. And you see why you have the results that you have.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So, mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that all the books have put their own spin on the Bible. Because if you change some names up, you're essentially reading the same thing. That's all they did was borrow and steal. And I ain't calling nobody out. I just seen Malcolm X.
It's so stupid. Nobody paying attention. You flip that up. But yeah, man, I think, you know, just as we get ready to put a bow on this thing, man. And
I got my top five.
Yeah.
Of course.
Just for this last thing.
He goes with it.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, yeah, that's I'm pretty much done with everything that I have.
Okay, so yeah, top five benefits to getting married in 2024, like in these new days. Mm-hmm. What are the top five benefits to marriage?
It's about a positive marriage, not marriage, but
benefits.
Benefits from a marriage, right?
Yeah,
having your shit together. Yeah.
Takes two.
Yeah, but you gotta personally have your. For the man, I'm speaking for the man. Have your shit together. At least have a plan.
Benefits to it.
Yeah.
Benefits of being together. What are the benefits?
Oh,
what
benefits of being together?
Yeah, I would say,
you can read.
You go first, then go ahead.
Ain't no script.
No, I'm sorry, though. You got
to pull. No, I'm talking about Jeff. You know, you always do.
No, well, I would say this, man. One major benefit, just again, I'll use myself as an example. For my household is, like in the scripture, it says, where two or more are gathered, I am in your midst. So having my wife and having her being on the same belief and same level as me, Yah is going to always be in our midst. So as long as we keep Yah in our midst and having that blessing, having the creator of all within your midst is it's a beautiful thing, man.
You would say what I think,
you know,
too.
So yeah, having her with me.
And you know what, too?
That's one.
Yeah.
Two for me is creating family, creating life.
There you go.
Creating life.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, because it's a beautiful thing when you build your family, man, yeah. And you're doing it with the person who you love, man. Mm-hmm. You know this genuine is good, man, and you know you're producing good offsprings. You know, I think
number three, you got somebody that got you,
man.
The Lord,
that kinship, that friendship,
back. Yeah.
The friendship, yeah,
that friend, that companionship.
Yeah,
when you know you roll over like, hey, yeah, I'm hungry.
For real.
You hungry too?
Right.
We should eat.
Right.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. That was the bullshit.
Yeah.
But on the other side, you got the other side too. Go watch this. Devil's advocate. Well, not even say, angel's advocate.
Oh, okay.
Angel advocate. Okay. You know what, baby? That's cool that you're eating late, but you know we ain't got to do that. Especially you know you got this going on with you.
Yeah, right.
Do that. But tomorrow, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah, I got you.
But you're going to take your ass to bed, though. Want a smoothie? The meaning that her intentions for you are pure.
Yeah.
She's looking out for you. I can be with you with the bullshit, but I'm also going to stop you from doing the bullshit because I love you.
Don't eat no cookies. It's 11 o'clock.
Right.
Don't eat no cookies. You know what your doctor said.
Right.
I need that in my life. I had the cookies.
I love the cookies too.
Yeah. And some of your cookies.
Mm-hmm. I'm a late night eater.
Crumble.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You been there some of your cookies? I ain't doing no commercial.
Yeah. Crumble's black owned though. My last one would be security.
Okay.
Yeah. From my standpoint and her standpoint, you can go out and you know I trust you to be faithful as you know vice versa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean the respect and security within the relationship.
Yeah. You ain't gotta look no more.
Yeah.
Right.
You got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And number five, since y'all don't want to say it, that's some financial benefits to me.
Yeah.
All the bills ain't on you.
That's all I was trying to get at.
I was going to say, it depends.
That's what I was trying to get out in the beginning.
It depends on your house.
I mean,
let's end with that thing.
Even if you're the only one working, right? Mm-hmm. When you got a woman that's not working, she knows how to make what you got work.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's very true.
Your money goes longer with the right wife.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time. Let me say
man,
say
I try to preach that.
You preach it.
I try to preach that too.
You preach it right there. If she ain't trying to kill your pockets,
so much.
She tried. Hey, you don't need that. Cause I ain't gonna lie. My wife don't tell me that on some occasions.
Go ahead.
Talk to me,
though. Real quick. I forgot where I seen or heard this. I think me and my wife may have been talking about it. She probably showed me on Instagram or something. But what do y'all think about a married couples having separate accounts and everything? Should there be separate accounts or should it be joint accounts?
That don't bother me at all. Because I trust
you. Yeah.
If I feel like I have a joint account to watch you, then you have to know.
Yeah.
Now, what will happen is this. If life comes, things are going to happen where things are going to expose themselves.
Yeah.
We have separate accounts, and I know that hypothetically, say that you pay all the bills in your household.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife don't have no other expenses from what you know because you have that open communication.
Right.
So when she hit the fan, I need you to tap in. Your money's all gone.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be like, what the fuck you been doing with your money?
I don't do the joint counts.
Can I ask
you a question, too? Because you just said it. Can I ask you, who the hell threw shit at the fan? No, you with me, though.
No,
I know you with me.
Go ahead.
Who the hell did that? Because that's been the same for a long time. Who did that?
Well, she hit
that, that had to be a nasty smell.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did
it had to be a nasty sight.
Yeah.
A nasty sight. But, I mean, I just... it goes back to that teamwork situation where you know who the type of woman you're with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you know your woman is solid. Well, I'm like, babe, I'm holding down the bills. I don't want you doing nothing but stacking your bread. And of course, you know, if there's some shit you want to do for yourself, there's nothing wrong with them giving you that leeway. But I trust you to be responsible enough to handle the bread because they're proving that to me.
Yeah.
So if something comes down, we'll say, well, baby, if I'm paying all the bills, you've been doing that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the situation where maybe I need you to kick in on this this week because maybe they cut my hours.
Right.
Maybe this shit happened. You're talking
about when two people are working.
Yeah, we're talking about that same household situation. Yeah, you know, you brought the situation about you have separate accounts.
Right.
I don't think I should have a separate, have joint account with you. I trust you.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was going
to
go with.
You're my wife. I don't have to monitor your account.
Right. Yeah, we got joint accounts.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that for certain goals that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
People do that for like a bill account or for like just savings, another savings account for your household, vacation. People have that. There's nothing wrong with that. But, my, I'm asking from a standpoint, is it required? And I don't think it's required.
Yeah, I don't think it, I don't think it's required. Okay.
So that's, I'm coming from that standpoint.
That's, I disagree. I feel like everything should be in a marriage.
Yes.
I feel like everybody should have access to everything.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. I don't feel like nobody should have their own thing because when you are divisive, it creates a divisive relationship.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? When you start planting those seeds, it doesn't mean that you can't have an account with just your name on.
Right.
But I got a card too.
Yeah.
I got access. I can be like, baby, I went in your wallet and got the card. I'm like, oh, cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we,
we married.
Yeah, right. And that's the point. And that's the thing. There is no yours, mine, and it's ours. And that's why we only got one account. My wife can go in there and do what she needs to do, take out whatever. I don't care because I trust her. Yeah, and she knows the same with me. She knows I'm not going to go out and make a frivolous purchase.
That's not your character.
Right.
She there you go. When you bought that thing?
With this? No, man. I had this thing since, I want to say the 90s, man.
That's the fight. The fight. Yeah, the fight what, dog?
Yeah. The fight, the line now. Yeah.
The fight, the line now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man, I don't worry about stuff. Like but, you know, but seriously, though.
Bulls jersey.
I like the navy and orange a little bit better, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
But yeah, man, it's not a problem. I wouldn't mind if she did because she does have her business and you know what I'm saying? But our personal accounts are the same. She has her business account, but like you said, I have access to it. Right. She's not going to do anything that I'll, you know.
Right. That's the only thing I'm combating. Like,
right.
As long as we both, as long as nobody's saying this is mine, this is yours.
Right.
Like, you can't there do is that no in individuality. The marriage.
Right.
Yeah. Say that again, because you can't be selfish. There's no level of selfish can exist in the marriage to a degree. Unless it comes to your self-love and then a positive dominance.
And being selfish is not a positive characteristic. It's not a good characteristic. A lot of people walk around saying, telling, advising people.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to be a little selfish. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, you really shouldn't because it's against scripture. So that's why I would not say so. But I understand what you were talking about, Ty, when you said in the sense of giving yourself self-love. That's not being selfish. You know what I'm saying? That you're taking care of yourself. But a lot of these people out here, their mindset is, I got to get mine. That's something totally different.
Yeah, it's totally different. I don't come from that standpoint.
Yeah, I knew what you said. I knew what you meant when you said
it. You're
not that type of person.
No,
we're not those type of people. Yeah. So we have this understanding.
Because I'm a common type person, bro.
Yeah, that's a sign of a size. Like
yeah.
What do you mean?
No, man.
I'm selfish?
They only care about you.
Nah. I spend whatever I owe goes to family.
Right.
And kids. And I make sure everything's straight before I'm straight, honestly. That's
right.
That's me too. That's what I do.
Yep. I don't really care for you. Like I said, that's me growing up.
I don't even think about anything for my damn self until after I make sure
everything is done.
I don't feel comfortable eating if ain't anybody else.
That's
a pride, bro.
Yeah.
I'm smiling about it.
But you were made in the image of God. And what is our Lord and Savior? What is He?
Provided and protected.
And He's all of that. So we're just like Him.
Yeah, we were made in the image of righteousness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We need to be like, okay, I made sure you was good first.
Right.
I'm going to make sure, because that's part of the game, dog. That's
my
us.
My whole focus is y'all.
I got to make sure y'all straight.
And you know what? That goes back to the order of Yah, because the Messiah loved his assembly and loved us so much. What? Everybody got John 3:16 at the football games. But he loved us so much, he laid down his life so that we might have a right to the tree of eternal salvation. So I am following the Messiah because I'm under that authority. I'm under his covering. I treat my wife, I treat my family, and I treat loved ones, you know, in that fashion. You know what I'm saying? That I love them so much. Strangers, I'm careful in whom I entertain because I know that I might entertain angels. I got you. Oh, I'm picking up what you put down. Oh yeah, you know. So I'm always cognizant of these things, and that's if you want to take one thing from this show, take that from the show, family. Start doing unto others. We say these things all the time, but do it. Implement these things. If you say you love, you know what I'm saying? If you say you got love for somebody, show that love. If you walk it how you talk it, man. If you say it, then do it.
Unto others.
Huh? Yeah, as you would have them do unto you.
Not how they do you.
Right.
How you want them to do you.
There you go, man. You know what I'm saying? Vengeance is yours altogether, man. So don't try to, you know, and I think if we followed those simple precepts, we would not have the vast majority of the issues that we have in society today.
Everybody want their lick back.
Right.
You don't need to get your lick back. But hey, man, we going to close it right there. Mm-hmm. Got my boy T in here.
Listen, bro, I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to have a productive week. I want y'all to think about the things that we're saying because at the end of the day, we just want to empower everyone. We want everybody to feel entitled, which you are entitled to have a beautiful and healthy and peaceful life. It's all about you creating it and choosing the right people who want you to have.
There you go.
Got one Nick in here. Slick Nick.
Yes, sir. I only did that because I know he's going to say something, man. I agree with T. Y'all have a blessed week. Thank you for joining in, as always. Hope you learned. Always do.
Soul food. Come get some, man. Come get some.
There you go.
Real soul food.
And your boy G, the only one on this show, guys. You can check
the realest nigga.
Realest nigga in here. You already know.
Hey, as always, Jordan Tristan, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you here with us. Mm-hmm. These are our 2 cents. Spend them to save them. We up out this thing. Peace.
I'm talking about that. Hello?